Massachusetts state tax collections are not as robust as hoped, and now the state is staring down a nearly $500 million state budget shortfall. To help better understand what to make of this shortfall and what caused it, we're joined this morning by Noah Berger, president of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, an independent research group. Good morning, Noah. Thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
April revenues, usually a high watermark for the state, fell short. Do we know why?
We don't know for sure. We do know that we saw similar things in other states around the country. And there are a couple of things we do know. One is that withholding taxes, the taxes you pay each pay period with your check, were actually pretty strong. They were above the benchmarks. What was down significantly was payments with returns. April, of course, is when you pay your taxes, and those are the taxes you pay based on last year's income. That's where we saw the big drop, and there are a few things that that could be, but on the positive side, that's probably more about what's happening in the past than about what's happening now or in the future.
Well, does that mean that Massachusetts workers are not earning as much money or wage growth is not as high as one would predict?
So wage growth in this recovery has not been as strong as we would like, but what we saw in April was not so much about wages, because that's what you see in the withholding tax numbers are actually pretty good. It was about payments with returns, which tend to be more about investment income. So part of what happened is in 2016, at the beginning of the year, the market was down fairly significantly. So people may have had losses in the market that you see reflected in their tax payments in April.
Let me ask a broader question about the Massachusetts economy, which seems to be doing pretty well. Certainly, that's the message we get all the time from officials. But is there an underlying weakness somewhere that we're not recognizing? And why didn't the Baker administration see this coming?
I think the overall economy is in good shape in Massachusetts. That's not to say it will continue forever. You always have recessions. We're now well into recovery, so we need to begin to worry about the possibility that nationally we'll see a recession. One of the, you could say, weaknesses with our economy is that while the economy has been fairly strong, incomes for a lot of people have not been growing. That is, most of the economic growth, or a disproportionate share of the growth, has gone to people with very high incomes, highest income 1 or 2% of the population. And when that happens, our tax code doesn't function particularly well, because the way our tax code is structured overall, low and middle income people actually pay a larger share of their income in taxes than the highest income people. So particularly our sales tax, for example, is paid largely by low and middle income people. So when those folks' incomes are not growing, the revenue that we're able to get from a tax like the sales tax won't grow.
All right. Solutions to dealing with the $500 million state budget shortfall. Governor Baker says he does not want to dip into the state rainy day fund in order to plug this. Is that a wise move?
I think you always need to be very careful about using money from the rainy day and only use it in emergencies. Whether this meets that threshold, I think, is a difficult question.
If you think the state needs to be prudent in terms of dipping into the rainy day fund to close the budget gap this year, what should the state do to plug the gap? What are your suggestions?
It's very hard at this point in the year to make significant changes in the state budget. There are things that the state can do related to cash management, sort of when you pay bills, but those are in some ways very similar to using rainy day fund money. There also are possibilities that some accounts will come in at below the appropriate levels. Caseloads for Medicaid, for example, have been declining. The other thing the governor can do is just be careful across the state budget to, you know, do things like hiring freezes or other steps that make sure that costs come in as low as possible for the rest of the year.
Noah Berger, president of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, nonpartisan think tank. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's great to talk. Thank you.